Many central New York communities are considering deer management programs to curb their rising deer populations. Deer can carry ticks that spread Lyme disease, can cause car accidents, and can damage landscaping. As WRVO's Tom Magnarelli reports, a bait and cull approach is catching on, but some animal rights activists are against it.
Last year, the village of Trumansburg started a deer management program which baits deer with corn so archers can shoot and kill the deer. The meat is then donated to local food banks. The village consulted with Cornell University and got permission from the Department of Environmental Conservation first, and is hoping to continue the program again this year. Marty Petrovic is the mayor of Trumansburg and says 88 deer were killed in the program last year.
With all the issues related to deer, whether it was damage to plants, whether it was Lyme disease, whether it was car deer accidents, our residents are overwhelmingly in favor of us trying to do something.
Petrovic says residents did see their plants and shrubs come back, and fewer deer sightings were reported. But residents have continued to contract Lyme disease, including one of the village board members. Petrovic has been contacted by other villages that want to adopt this same model, including Hamilton, Avon, Fayetteville, and Manlius. The West Side and East Side neighborhoods of Syracuse are working on a similar policy for this fall, as is Onondaga County. But Petrovic has also been contacted by PETA, who wants him to stop the program.
Bow hunting is one of the cruelest forms of hunting.
That's Kristen DeJernet, a cruelty casework manager for PETA based in Norfolk, Virginia. She says keeping deer away with common sense repellent and targeting their food supply will do the trick in the long run.
Folks need to cut back edible plants and plant vegetation that has a natural resistance to local deer, meaning native plants, and playing radios, erecting scarecrows and fencing, and then putting out bars of soap, pepper spray, and even human hair will keep deer out of unwanted areas.
DeJernet says lethal methods do not work because when deer are killed, more move into the area because the vegetation is still available. They then breed and the cycle continues. In Syracuse, Tom Magnarelli, WRVO News.